AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An FDA advisory panel recommends a two-dose kid-size Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Panel member Dr. Paul Offit admits it was a nerve-wracking decision.
Never when you know everything, you never know everything. The question is, when do you know enough? And I think we certainly know that there are many children between 5 and 11 years of age who are susceptible to this disease, who could very well be sickened or hospitalized or die from it.
The recommendation now goes to FDA leadership for approval. If that occurs, then the CDC will go through a similar process next week. Congressional Democrats continue work on President Biden's domestic policy bill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I believe a final deal is within reach. Democrats will keep working until we're able to reach an agreement and pass this transformational legislation.
President Biden continues to work with a number of lawmakers on both the tax outlines and specific programs in the final product. Democrats hope Biden can cite major accomplishments to world leaders when they meet later this week. They are also facing an October 31st deadline to pass a related $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package. Ahead of the UN climate summit, Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls on Biden and the others to step up.
The era of measures and hollow promises must end. The time for closing this leadership gap must begin in Glasgow.
The summit starts on Thursday. 150 people have been arrested, more than $31 million seized in an international drug trafficking investigation involving the Darknet. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says deadly drugs were also confiscated.
Drugs which contained enough fentanyl for more than 4 million lethal doses.
The investigation covered three continents and specifically targeted the online drug distributors who made and sold those drugs around the world. This is AP News. The Biden administration picks a Republican Secretary of State to lead efforts to protect future elections.
As Washington State's top elections official, Kim Wyman challenged former President Trump's false claims of election fraud last year, constantly appearing on TV to promote the safety and security of mail-in voting, among other things. Starting next month, Wyman will serve as election security lead for the Homeland Security Department agency responsible for safeguarding American elections. She'll be the government's top liaison to states, even as the ex-president, some allies, and millions of Americans still believe the 2020 election was stolen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A nor'easter rolling up the East Coast. Forecasters warn of flooding, hurricane-force wind gusts, and widespread power outages in New England. The worst of the storm expected to lash the region from late tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.